Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates May 5th, 1941, and the title is The Gambler Draws a Blank. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. United States, a man's life depended on the quickness of his draw, and the local sheriffs were often forced to shoot it out with gunmen. It was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that these outlaws learned to respect the law. Not one of them could match the Lone Ranger's skill. Not one dared to challenge his strength and courage. It was he, more than any other man, who finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Washoe Flat. Hi-yo, Silver. Hi!
Shortly after sundown in the little town of Washoe Flats, young Jim Drake stood at the window of the town gambling joint and stared inside.
It's him. Yes, sirree, Bob. It's him sure as shooting. Let me see if it's his horse tied to the hitching post. Yeah, that's his pony. This here bay stallion. Here, hold still, pony. Let me get a real good look at you. Yeah, it's his, all right.
Who's that? Who's fooling around my horse?
Oh, golly, it's him.
I wouldn't move if I were you. Well, perky as a rooster, aren't you?
Let go of me.
I haven't touched you. What are you doing around my horse?
You're a blue chip.
That's what I'm called.
You better get out of town. You better get out of town right pronto, because I...
Because you're going to tell your father? And...
He'll send you skedaddling. He'll put you in a calaboose. He'll get a six-shooter and run you out of here.
Sounds like a lot for a man to handle.
He chased you away once. He'll do it again.
If he wants to try to sell me, I'll be right here waiting for him. And here, you see this?
You're going to...
No, I'm not. This is a derringer, Sonny. A gambler's weapon. I draw it fast and shoot it like this.
I'll get my father. You better look out. I'll get my father.
I don't feel like eating more. Here's, I ain't hungry.
Oh, land sakes, Lige Drake. A big man like you's got to eat plenty. You're sheriff of Washoe Flats.
Mighty poor, Sheriff.
Mighty poor? You licked the Duster Gang single-handed and shot
Sarah.
That...
Sarah.
Lige, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Just don't mention the Duster Gang, Sarah, that's all. Keep seeing him fooled up before me. I see him when I go to sleep at night and I wake up. He never even had a chance to get his guns from the holster.
Lige, it wasn't your fault. You just beat him to the draw.
I don't know.
You got to stop thinking that way.
If it wasn't in my mind all the time, I might be a good sheriff again. I wouldn't be no good plumb scared to ever use a gun again.
Lige, you're a fine sheriff.
Townspeople are beginning to wonder about me, Sarah. They say I lost my nerve. Maybe I have. Well, let's forget about it. Ain't no sense in crossing bridges before you come.
Pa!
That sounds like Gene.
Hey, Pa, I seen him. He's back in town.
Who's back in town, son?
Blue Chip, the gambler you chased out last month.
Blue Chip.
He laughed when I told him you'd chase him out again, Pa. He laughed.
Jim, hold your tongue.
But, Pa, it's the sheriff. The sheriff's got to chase out gamblers.
Hush up.
No, Sarah. Jim's right. I'm sheriff. I got a job to do. Son, where is Blue Chip? At the Bear Knife Cafe?
Yeah.
Lige, you're
I
not...
got to, Sarah. If it comes to shooting, I'm asking you to pray for me.
Ma, what's Pa mean? Gosh, the way he talked, it sounded like he was scared of Blue Chip. Like he was scared.
Well, yonder's a Bear Knife Cafe right across the street. Reckon I might as well go on in and get this over with. Get it settled once and for all. Once and for all.
Who that man, Kemosabe?
Our sheriff's badge, Tonto. Look, he's heading for the cafe.
Oh, he'll not see us.
We went back in the shadows as he rode up just to be on the safe side. Come along, Kemosabe.
Where we go?
We came to Washoe Flats to take Blue Chip the gambler out of here. That man must be going after Blue Chip himself, the sheriff.
Maybe so.
We'll trail along, Tonto. Perhaps the sheriff will handle this job himself. We'll let him make his play.
Gentlemen, I think it's my bet. I'll save 5 Blue Chips. What's the matter, Fortis? You and the rest of the boys seem nervous.
I
always watching the door. Are we playing poker or peekaboo? Now I have my bet. Well, Fortis, you call my bet a raise.
I'm dropping out. Pick him up, Blue Chip.
Suit yourself. It's gotten very quiet all of a sudden, gentlemen. Anything wrong?
Blue Chip, you're back.
It's you, Sheriff Drake. His son ran and told you, huh?
I sent you packing once, Blue Chip.
No hard feelings, Drake. Sit down. Name your game. Poker?
No.
Faro, blackjack, sudden death, cold deck. I man wins.
Blue Chip, gamblers aren't wanted in Washoe Flats. Last time I saw you, I...
You just... said you'd reach for your gun the next time. Well... This is the next time, Drake.
Let me get behind that bar, Shorty.
Blue Chip, I'm ordering you to get out of Washoe Flats.
And I feel like staying, Drake. Go ahead, Sheriff, make your play. Drake, you look like a man who just lost on a pat hand. Not feeling so well?
Mister, I'll give you 24 hours to clear out of Washoe Flats.
I plan to stay a good long time, Sheriff. Why postpone that little argument? You might as well draw now as 24 hours from now.
You heard me. You've gotten to list time tomorrow night. 24 hours. Adios.
Well, gentlemen, now that he's gone, shall we go back to our card game?
Well, I'll be doggone. The sheriff's turned yellow.
Sounds like company. It might be Logan, although I'm not expecting Logan for a few days. Nope, two riders. Logan to be alone.
Howdy. Howdy.
Evening. You gentlemen looking for me?
That was a nice play you made in town, Blue Chip.
Well, perhaps that. Mister, you're wearing a mask.
Put up that gun. You're acting like a lawman.
Mister, you're an outlaw. I'm a little outside the law myself, but that doesn't mean we're friendly.
I've never met you before, Blue Chip. But I met your boys, Mesquite and Santos, Hattery, Trigger, Logan.
Yes. Describe Santos, mister.
He's about so high. Has a black mustache and 2 scars on his right arm from a branding iron.
Kino, that's Santos, all right. Well, friend, what do you want?
Blue Chip, my partner and I were just wondering. Sheriff Drake always had the reputation for being plenty brave.
Yes, mister, he did.
He's fast on the trigger and a good shot. How come he didn't slap leather?
Drake killed one of the Duster gang, mister. He got the idea that he didn't give his victim time to reach for his holster. It's preyed on Drake's mind until Drake is gun-shy.
Gun-shy, huh?
Yeah. Mister, you and your Indian part traveling on or staying?
In Washoe Flats? Well, we'd thought
I
of...
I suggest you stay, mister. You look like good gunfighters. They might be needing some more men.
And Tonto and I are going to make camp. As far as shaking Washoe Flats, well, that depends.
Hey, Sammy. Well, mister, my office still goes. You and your partner can work with me.
And we'll let you know.
I'll be here. Yes, I'll be here. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit if Sheriff Drake were making preparations to leave right now.
Did Blue Chip leave town, Lige? Did he get out of Washoe Flats?
I gave him 24 hours, Sarah, till tomorrow night.
Lige, you didn't...
Yes, I dogged it, Sarah. Blue Chip stood there and laughed right in my face. I wanted to draw, but I couldn't. I couldn't make a move.
Don't fret, Lige. Tomorrow night...
No, tomorrow night won't be any different. I've turned coward, Sarah.
You never were a coward, and you never will be.
I am. I was scared to draw my gun. Scared stiff. Blue Chip must have figured it. He's a gambler. Smart. Won't take the rest who was there tonight long to figure either. And tomorrow night when I back down and don't send Blue Chip skedaddle...
You will, Lige. Tomorrow night you will.
Reckon not, Sarah. Reckon your husband is yellow as gold dust. I put something else on the table beside them guns.
Lige, your badge. Your sheriff's badge.
Yeah. A man turns coward, he ain't fit to be a lawman anymore. I reckon you got a right to be ashamed of me, sir.
I ain't ashamed of you, Lige. Never. But, I hope Jim don't get the wrong idea about you.
Yeah. Youngsters like to look up to their fathers.
Yes. You might think you were a coward when you're not. Not really.
Wouldn't thunder. Yeah, that sounds like Jim's horse. I thought he was asleep.
Lige, Jim must have heard you talking. He
thinks his father's a coward. He's gone.
I wish I never heard what Pa said. He backed on the Blue Chip.
Hold on there.
Stop, horse.
Youngster like you shouldn't be out riding this time of night.
Oh, I don't care.
You ride so fast. Maybe horse tripping gopher hole.
Paul backed on the Blue Chip. Let me go. Let me
your
be.
Your father? Son, is your father Lige Drake, sheriff of Washoe Flats?
Let me go.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's my father.
Well, I'm glad we found you then, because we've come to help your father. And we didn't know how until now.
Huh? You and the engine want to help Potter? Hey, mister, you're masked.
Never mind the mask. Tonto and I are your friends.
That's right, Kemosabe.
You want to help your father, don't you?
Gosh, mister, I sure do. Do you really think he's a coward because he...
Your father is not a coward, Jimmy. It's just that, well, something has happened to him. He's got to get over it. We can help him because no one knows who we are or what we plan to do. Your father doesn't know, and neither does Blue Chip.
Chip, mean to say you already had a visitor tonight?
Yeah, look, Logan, I'm tired and I'm going to sleep. I had two visitors before you came.
You said something about a masked man.
Yes, yes. One of them was masked. He rode a white horse. It was the best I've ever seen. The Indian William rode a paint.
Was that Indian's name Tonto?
Yes. What about it?
Plenty, Blue Chip. That hombre was the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger? Well, thanks, Logan. That's interesting. That's mighty interesting. I think we ought to get rid of him, don't you?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When Sheriff Lige Drake refused to accept a challenge to draw, Blue Chip decided to move in and take over the town of Washoe Flats. The following morning, his henchman, Logan, rode back from town.
Blue Chip! Hey, Blue Chip!
Easy, Logan. This time of the day, I'm partial to quiet.
Listen, it's him. It is the Lone Ranger.
You made sure, huh?
Yeah. I told you last night it was the Lone Ranger, and I headed for Washoe Flats to make certain. I seen him. Him and that Indian, Tonto.
He spoke to them?
Yeah, Blue Chip. And like we said, I didn't let on. I knowed who he was. He's playing it that way, too. I figure he knows who I am and who you are.
Yeah.
What I can't savvy is why he didn't arrest you.
Yes, he and the Indian were here last night.
What's his game?
Yes, that's what I'm figuring.
If he was trailing you, why didn't he hogtie you and take you in like any lawman would have
done? Wait. That's it, Logan.
Huh?
What you just said about a lawman, that's it.
Blue Chip, I don't savvy.
Yes, that's it, Logan. Their own ranger is playing Drake's hand for him. It couldn't be anything else.
Drake? You mean Sheriff Drake?
It makes sense, Logan. Yes, Lone Ranger is planning to put some backbone into Drake, so he'll stand up to me.
Oh, you're wandering like a longhorn on the prod, Blue Chip. You mean it?
I'm a gambler, Logan. I figure all the odds. But I have an ace in the hole.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm wise to the Lone Ranger. I'll let him go right on, assuming he got me fooled into believing he's an outlaw. And then tonight, after I take care of Sheriff Drake...
You take care of the masked man and the Indian too, huh?
Yes, Logan, that's it. Before they know what's happening. You saw them on the trail, huh?
Yeah, yeah, Blue Chip. And a funny thing, they had a kid with them.
Jim, I don't savvy. You come back and you wave out the door.
He'll be here right away, Ma.
Who'll be here?
The fellas I camped with overnight. Oh, here they are.
You're outlaws.
I don't know. We found your son racing from here as fast as he could, so we stopped him.
If we not stop him, maybe Jim be far away.
Yeah. Yeah, I never looked at it that way, but I wish you'd brought him home then.
No, Mr. Drake, because we want to help your husband.
What?
Last night, your husband gave a gambler 24 hours to leave town.
I'd rather not talk about that.
Your husband thinks he's a coward, doesn't he?
He ain't a coward.
I didn't say that. I said he thinks he is. You needn't look at Jim. We've discussed it with him, too.
Yeah, Ma.
Oh, mister, I don't know who you are, but I trust you. There's something about you and that engine.
There's no reason why you shouldn't know who we are, Mrs. Drake.
Yes, there is, Mr. Lodge is going to be back any minute.
Huh? Your husband coming back? I thought he'd gone to town to his office.
He'll be back. He's worried about Jim here. He just went in for one thing, and I'd rather not say what it is.
Oh?
So if you've got a plan to help him, you better get it said before he
returns. Good enough, Mrs. Drake. Whose guns are those?
Those are my husband's.
He wore no guns to town?
Paul's got two pair of six-shooters, mister. He switches them around.
Jim, bring them to Tonto.
What on earth you want Lige's guns?
Never mind, we do.
Here you are, Tonto.
Me take.
When your husband returns, Jim will say he camped out overnight. He's done that before, hasn't he?
Well, yes. Yes, he has.
Good. Tonto and I'll be back tonight after sundown. Jim will come with us then.
Well, mister, I don't savvy.
What on earth you want Jim then?
Just follow our lead and everything will work out all right. On your horse, Tonto. Ready, boy. The sooner we get away now, the better, Mrs. Drake.
You better travel, mister.
Your husband's due to have his showdown with Blue Chip about an hour after sundown, isn't he?
I don't figure he'll keep that appointment, mister.
Yeah, he'll keep it. We'll be back. And try to act natural in front of your husband. Come on, Silver.
Adios. Get him up, Scout.
Jim, I never heard anyone give orders so fast in all my life. He takes your pa's gun, says he'll be back, says not to mention nothing about him or the engine, says try to act natural. Land sakes, Jim, who is he?
We gotta do like he says, Ma. He's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
I am Silver!
Hurry! I see you're back, son. Figured you wouldn't run off. Camped out overnight, huh?
Paul, I was wrong last night. I heard you say you were scared. But you ain't, Paul. You ain't. Tonight, when you go back to the Bear Knife Cafe and stand up to Blue Chip...
That's enough, Jim.
You'll send him packing faster than he ever...
I said that's enough. Hang up my gun, Sarah. I ain't using them no more.
Lige.
Hang him up.
I notice you ain't got your sheriff's badge, Lige.
No, Sarah. That's what I went to town for. To turn it in. I'm through being sheriff. Washoe Flats
is... Blue Chip, ain't it? Ain't it?
Yeah, son. I reckon it is. Take care of them guns, sir. I'm tongue-tied.
Jim, you mustn't.
Pa's given up, Ma. He's given up.
Don't forget, Jim. It ain't sundown yet. We've got to act natural all day.
Oh,
we've got to act natural till the Lone Ranger gets here after sundown.
Oh, Ma.
Sunset. Tonto ought to be along soon. There go the lights in Washoe Flats. Never the other way. That's Drake's ranch. Yeah, Silver, old boy. Steady. It won't be long.
Aye!
King Osabe!
Oh, Scott, oh! Me just come from Blue Chip cabin.
You spoke to Blue Chip?
No. Me talk with Logan fella.
Logan, eh?
Him say him tell Blue Chip.
I see. Blue Chip had already gone to the Bear Knife Cafe to wait for Drake?
That's right.
And you told Logan that we'd be outside the window of the cafe in the darkness to watch the excitement and lend a hand if he needed any help.
And me say that.
How did Logan take it? Do you think he suspects who we really are?
No. Him still take us for outlaw.
Good. You've got Drake's gun?
Me got him here.
When you see your chance, slip them in Drake's holsters. They should be hanging on the wall.
Tonto Savvy, what to do?
Very well, Tonto. It's time for us to move. Those lights are at Drake's ranch. Follow me. Come on, Silver.
It's getting dark, Pa. Crickets are starting to chirp.
It's nice out here. Ain't it, son?
Yeah. You sure you ain't going to town?
I said no. You and Ma have been acting mighty queer all day. I figure it's because of me backing down, ain't it?
Pa, I ain't said so.
Guess you don't have to say things to have folks know what you mean sometimes. Hey, there's a rider coming.
Huh? Yeah.
I want you up on my saddle.
Hey, put my son down, you ornery thief.
That's far enough, Drake. Your son goes with me.
A gun, your mask. I ain't carrying my gun.
I'm leaving, Drake. If you want your boy, ask Blue Chip.
What?
You heard me. I said Blue Chip. Come on, Silver.
Lige, what happened?
Out of my way, Sarah. I want my gun.
Lige.
Plenty's happened. A masked man just took Jim.
What?
Yeah. He said if I wanted to get him back, I should ask Blue Chip. And that's just what I'm aiming to do. And I'm asking with a gun in both hands. Out of my way, Ma.
Well, it's all right now, Injun. You can sneak out the back way and join the masked men. But you just got them guns switched in time. Lige ain't moved that fast since he went after the Duster gang.
So, Logan, the old ranger's still playing his bluff, huh? He'll be right here looking in the window to pretend he's an outlaw.
The engine told me, Blue Chip. I hightailed it in to give you the lowdown.
Yeah.
What you want me to do?
Logan, there's been some talk that Drake might not even show up tonight. But just in case he does, I'll be waiting.
You want me inside with you?
That won't be necessary. Drake is still frightened. He'd be afraid to draw. I'll blast him down without any trouble as soon as he hesitates. You stay here.
Outside?
Yes, in the dark, Logan. You'll scout around till you find the Lone Ranger.
He'll be at one of the windows.
That's right. Logan, as soon as I pull my trigger inside, that will be your signal to pull your trigger, understand?
You mean shoot the Lone Ranger in the back?
What's the difference so long as you get him? That horse, Logan, coming from the north, isn't it?
Sheriff Drake?
Who else?
I'll drift and start looking for the Lone Ranger.
Right, I'll be inside.
Yeah. Say, Blue Chip.
Well?
It's kind of dark out here. I was just thinking. I hope nobody heard us.
Nonsense. There's no one out here yet. This is the back of the cafe. Now find the masked man. It shouldn't be more than 5 minutes before Drake and I have that showdown.
Blue Chip, I wish you wouldn't do nothing to Drake. I'm speaking strictly for myself.
I just had my own business, thank you. Well, Sheriff Drake again. Somehow, Drake, I assumed that the 24-hour notice of yours was a bluff. As a matter of fact, I still think it's a bluff.
Blue Chip, you're leaving town, Prado. But first, where's my son?
What?
I'm not fooling this time. I may have acted like a coward before, but the only thing that matters to me now is my son. Answer me or draw.
That's a new one. All right, Drake, I'm calling you.
I'm letting you draw first, Blue Chip. Just so there's no...
Then reach!
Sheriff, you shot the gun right out of his hand. Hot and thunder.
Don't move, Blue Chip. I still want to ask you about Jim.
I tell you...
Shut up. Vargas.
Yes, Drake?
You got your gun. See the Blue Chip doesn't stir till I come back. I'm going outside and see what them shots was for.
It's a pleasure, Sheriff.
All right, you two. I see you standing there.
Jim, boy. This here's Logan. He's one of Blue Chip's men.
Son, you're safe. And this armory, he's roped and throwed like a steer for the branding iron.
Oh, that masked man was the Lone Ranger. This was all a plan of his to get you to come down here and stand up to Blue Chip.
Yeah, maybe so. But all I know is if this here young coyote hadn't heard me and Blue Chip talk and then warned the Lone Ranger, he'd be dead by now.
That'll be enough out of you, mister. So it was a Lone Ranger, eh?
Yeah, Pa.
Well, his little plan worked. Because I sure did hightail it and face Blue Chip.
just like I used to do. Only...
Yeah, Pa?
I reckon I'll have to practice up on my shooting. I aim for Blue Chip's shoulder. My bullet hit his gun instead.
No, Pa, that wasn't your bullet. You got blanks in your guns.
Blanks? Well, son, you're loco. Well, I'll be. I have got blanks. Well, if I didn't shoot the gun out of Blue Chip's hand, then who in thunder did?
It was the Lone Ranger, Pa. He shot from here, through the window. He said I ought to tell you so you'd have time to load up with real bullets, just in case there's more trouble. And, gee, Pa, you're a swell.
Thanks, son. Well, if that don't beat everything. Yeah, son, I reckon I'd better load up. Although now that I got my nerve back, I don't figure there'll be much more trouble around Washoe Flats. No, sir. Not after the Lone Ranger's been here.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.